Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, 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 everyone, to Mount Carmel International Church. This morning, you are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. On this Sunday morning, praise God, we thank God, amen, because we know that Jesus is our anchor, and hallelujah, the song say, go higher, higher, higher. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He is Jesus, and he's Jesus all by himself. Amen. We bless and praise God for you, you, and you, for allowing me to come into your home, wherever you may be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is right there with you. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to pray this morning, and I'm going to give you what the Lord has given me. Amen. We are in our part two of looking beyond. And I pray that I'm finished it today. Amen. That we continue to look beyond what we see. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We come before your presence, oh God, with thanksgiving, oh God, with praise in our feet, praise in our hands, Lord God, lifting our hands to heaven on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are God and you are God alone, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, high. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary for the sins of the world, Lord God, that we may come to you, God, boldly to your throne, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, Holly Kabo Shanda, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you for everyone that's on this line on this morning, Father God. I ask, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you would divinely touch them right now, God, from the crown of their heads, God, to the very soul of their feet, Father God. Uplift their spirits on today, Lord God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, do something new on the inside of us on today, Lord God, creating us a clean heart, God, and renew, Father, a right spirit within us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you endow us with the power from on high. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, to break every yoke, God. God, even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, as I lay aside every weight, every sin, God, that easily beset you, Father God. I'm asking, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you have your way today. Speak through me today, Lord God. Move by your mighty power, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, that we will have that anchor and that anchor called Jesus Christ, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Now, God, as I have studied, Lord God, I pray right now, God, that you will fill my mouth, God. Hey, yes, Holy Spirit, to speak to thy people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for your wisdom. I pray for your knowledge, and I pray for the divine understanding that only comes from heaven. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God on today because, yes, Holy Spirit, the Lord has been speaking to us. Yes, God. We thank God, amen, that he has been speaking to us daily. Amen. Every day of the week except on Friday, praise God. We have our music on Friday, praise God. So we thank God that God is moving by his mighty power. But today, I want to talk to us today about looking beyond the fact, looking beyond what you see. Amen, praise God. Yes, we are in the waiting room. Some of us, praise God, are going through some major testing to see where your faith stands. Amen, praise God. And like the Lord said, it shall be tried by fire to see if it's wood, stubble, or hay, praise God. Can we stand the fire, praise God, because after we have stood the fire, glory to God, we see elevations, we see doors are opening. Yes, Holy Spirit, we see things that, glory to God, that God was doing behind the scenes just for us, amen, praise God. I want you to put your name there today, just for you, glory to God, just for Carolyn, praise God. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. So we're going to look beyond today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But today's scripture is coming from Proverbs. Everybody quote it, praise God, hallelujah. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Glory to his name. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah. How many of us quote that scripture? Praise God. Hallelujah. But when we quote that scripture, praise God, we have to know what we're quoting. Amen. Praise God. Yes, yes, yes. God is speaking to us. He said, trust in the Lord with all that heart that you got, praise God, and don't lean to your own understanding, praise God, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he, hear me in the Holy Ghost, and he shall direct your path, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Yes, we are, many of us is in a faith walk right now, but I trust my God that God shall deliver, praise God, hallelujah. Somebody say, God shall deliver. God will deliver, praise God, because the word shall is a promise, amen, praise God. So here, reflecting back a little bit, when we see things in the natural, we may think nothing good can come from this. But what happens when we look at the same picture with the eyes of faith, it's time to look beyond. Somebody say, look beyond. Because remember on last week, I'm going to reflect on some things because some of you was not here on last week. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be. Come on, I want you to talk to yourself today. Let there be. What are you looking for? Let there be light. Let there, and you know what? And then there was light because God has spoken. Creative power. You have creative power deep on the inside of you. In the realm of the physical, God saw emptiness, darkness, and waste. But in the realm of the spirit, he saw a different picture of what earth should be. He imagined a beautiful, ordinary world. Now, here, when God begins to speak to us, amen, hallelujah, a picture of what he wanted to see in his mind. He visualized what was in his mind. God spoke in the realm of manifestation, yes, and what already imagined he conceived in his mind and the result of the world today. So let us break it down. Come on, people of God. We have revelation. God saw the physical eye, the world, chaos, darkness, and emptiness. What are we seeing today? We might see chaos, we might see darkness, and we might see emptiness. But what God is saying, I want you to look beyond the chaos. I want you to look beyond the darkness. I want you to look beyond the emptiness. He created and developed and imagined in his mind how things should be. How do you imagine your life to turn out? God spoke out. Come on, what he wanted to see, come on, what he said came to pass, and the spoken word of God created physical light and brightened a dark world. We are his children. We have been given creative power. But the problem sometimes is that sometimes we are around folks, amen, that don't believe the way that you believe. You believe that, hallelujah, light can come out of darkness. Come on, somebody. Where chaos is, something good is going to come out of it. For surely I say to you, whosoever say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he say will be done. Come on, he will have whatever he say. You have God created power. Your words can turn mountains into valley. Your words can turn defeat into victory. Come on, Use your words well, people of God. When the devil is waging war because your blessing is right there. Come on, Holy Ghost. It's right there, and you're getting ready to cross over into your blessing. The devil wages war in the mind. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. God can't do it. God won't do it. God said this, and God said that. But what's happening now, you don't see the miracle. So what you have to do, you have to look beyond. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because, yes, he wages war in the mind. And you begin to think negative thoughts. Silence the devil by confessing the promises of God out loud instead. There is nothing impossible with our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lean and trust God fully. When you look up to God, you can climb the highest peak or mountain. Do not lean on your own strength. Lean on God and trust him fully. The facts is evidence. Evidence is available information indicating whether something is true or not. Every day, the devil gives you information that despite all your prayers, your fasting, giving, and all other things you've done, as you wait for your miracle, all are still in vain. But to receive from God, you must believe all things will work out well at the end. I want to say that to Shatora Masia. You have to believe no matter what you see right now that it's going to work out at the end. Believe even when you don't see the answer to your prayers. Be patient. Don't worry. Stay focused. See, that's what we need to make a sign. Ha, ye katora basanda. We need to, when we're getting dressed in the morning, praise God, we need a bold lettering on our mirror when we look in the mirror to stay focused. Act in faith. Don't give up under pressure, because what happens is when we're being tested in areas, glory to God, it feels like all pressure is on our back. But if you believe in the God that you serve, he shall deliver. The fact is proved that this is an argument or a piece of evidence which shows that something is definitely true or definitely exists. This is contrary to the word of God. That's what they say. Beloved, let your faith in God and his promise be greater than some piece of evidence that the devil reminds you of every day. Oh, come on, somebody. I know, glory to God, that God is speaking to somebody today. Praise God, because you're in a situation, praise God, that you're needing God to move in a supernatural way, but God is moving. I want to talk to you today. God is moving. He moves behind the scenes where you cannot see him. Praise God. It might look like it's not happening, but God is working on your behalf. Oh, glory to God. I love the Lord today. Praise God. It's undeniable. Problems are real. Yes, they are. And we all have problems. There's nobody exempt from having problems. Glory to God. Glory to God. But God stopped by today to tell you, praise God, look beyond what you're seeing. There's no denying. There's no denying their existence. Even the Bible says in Psalms 34:19 that many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers them out of them all. Yes, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but we serve a God who is bigger than our problems. The fact is true, situations and things. We face storms in life. Yes, we do. Praise God. Ye kandona masanda. All of us do, praise God. And that's why God is trying to lift you out of that place. Glory to God, of wondering, of doubt, praise God, and unbelief. He's trying to lift us out of a place, amen, that we will supernaturally walk in the things of God, that we will believe him, glory to God, beyond what we see, praise God, that we will believe him, praise God, ye kandona masanda, for what he spoke over over our lives. Glory to God. Yes, look beyond. Look beyond what you're seeing right now, praise God. You might be saying, Lord, there's no hope right now, praise God. Everything look dead, praise God. I feel like Lazarus right now, praise God. God, I need you to call my name right now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But don't you know God called Lazarus from the grave? He was dead 4 days, praise God. Stinking, praise God. Wrapped up, praise God. And he called his name. Glory to God. Glory to God. He called him out of that cave, praise God. And Lazarus rose up from that dead place and began to walk, praise God. Hey, I satora masia, for all to see. Glory to God. So we all face storms in life. But listen, people of God, it doesn't matter how long the situation stinks. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. God will deliver, praise God. He promised in his word. He promised us, praise God, that he will walk with us and talk with us. He said, I'll be with you into the end of this world. It could be a long time infirmity, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, glory to his name. It could be a loss of a job, your business, your ministry storms, praise God. But God is still yet in control. He could even be a family falling apart, but God is still in control. You may feel like you're going through this all alone, but guess what, people of God? God is standing right there with you. But you're not alone. God is with you. Today's test is tomorrow's testimony. Remember, the Lord is with you. It is the circumstances on the ground that there is not need denying. You may be stressed as a result of a situation you are facing presently. It's okay to admit them. Hallelujah. Because most time, praise God, you get around people, praise God, and they say, hey, how you doing? Praise God. Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Knowing that they're going through something, but won't admit it, what they're going through. Praise God. We got to take the mask off today, praise God. Be real with God. God, help my unbelief. Glory to his name. Hey, you don't have money. The doctor's report looked depressing. Time is running out on your biblical clock. Your business is not doing well despite the money you pumped out into it. But listen what God says. I'm still yet working behind the scenes. But as for you, pray in faith from today. Expect to see a total turnaround. Am I talking to somebody today? Because, when I begin to study the word of God, amen, praise God, I got to say, Lord, I look beyond. Help my unbelief, Lord Jesus. Because sometimes the enemy does creep in, praise God, and he lets you know, praise God, yet quoted about Shanda, glory to his name, hallelujah. God is going to move. He touches the mind of God's people. He throw arrows at God's people. But listen. You have to put on the whole armor of God. Hey, that you may withstand the devil in these evil days. Because yes, the arrows do fly. But God is the one that got the shield to back you up. It cannot be disputed. Lazarus was dead and buried for 4 days. But that was not the end of the story. Because at the voice of Jesus, he resurrected. How many of us today need something to be resurrected? God specialized in resurrection. Hi, yes, hold on, oh, yeah. The dry bones in Ezekiel 37 were dead bones. But the Lord, come on, somebody say, but the Lord raised those bones up. But the dry bones did not remain dead. As Ezekiel spoke in faith, and see, this is what God is saying to us today. As you speak in faith, things come alive. You have to get around folks that believe without seeing. You have to get around folks, amen, the generals of faith. Praise God. You got to get around people that's going to speak life and not death. And when you're around people that speak death, you got to encourage yourself and speak over yourself. Speak into your situation and don't lose hope. Don't allow faith to walk out the door. Hey, my God, I give you glory. They came alive. Those bones came alive. What's the dry bones in our lives? Speak into those situations today. Sometimes we got to go to prayer and we got to go with a book before God and think of all the things that you need God to move in your situation. Hey, my God, I give you glory. Begin to read them out before the Lord. Lord, I need help in this situation. But at the end of a thing, I want you to put down, praise God, they called up our son. God, if I don't believe, help my unbelief. Show me your glory, God, because I know your glory shall stand. Glory to God, no matter what goes on in our lives, your glory shall be revealed. Because the Bible says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us in this time. Your dry bones shall come alive in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Fact is the opposite of faith. In the days of Hezekiah, a certain king known for causing unnecessary war and trouble wrote a letter to the people of Israel. In the letter, Sarsnachareb, hi, yes, Holy Spirit, king of Assyrian, listed the many nations king he had defeated. And that nation of Israel under King Hezekiah should be prepared because he will also defeat them. All Sarsnachareb, come on, said were facts. The Assyrians under Sarsnachareb had never lost a war, and the gods of other nations were not able to deliver them from the destruction of Sarsnachareb. But listen, but the God of Israel is not like the gods of other nations. He had proven time and time again that he will always defend and deliver his people. Oh, I want you to talk to me today. Praise God. That's Holy Spirit. Because when God says that I shall deliver my people, glory to God, like he said, yes, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. King Hezekiah acted on a letter by getting the prophet Isaiah and praying with him. Oh, come on, son. The end result, God scattered the Assyrians. Sarsnachareb was killed, and the children of God was delivered. I'm talking to somebody because God is getting ready to bring you out of a stronghold. I'm hearing that word stronghold. My God, I give you glory. See, the enemy wants to put a stronghold on your life, but I say, Kuna Masia, by the power and the authority that God has given me in heaven, I pull you out of that place. Glory to God, glory to God. You're coming out of that place, of that stronghold, praise God. That property, praise God, that the enemy has tried to put you in, tried to put your mind in, tried to put your feet in. I pull you out by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are coming out, praise God. You're coming out of that stronghold, praise God. You're coming out of, and God is delivering his people. When the devil, the world, and your situation besiege you on all sides with hard facts, there's no need to be afraid. Come on, I'm not an Austria. Remember, your strength lies in the Lord. I'm talking to somebody. Remember, your strength lies in the Lord. Somebody shout with me, praise God. My strength lies in the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Ah, mama, sekuda basada. He's moving by his mighty power. He won't fail you. He's right there with you. He's walking with you. He's talking with you. Glory to God. Glory to God. And God said, I'll never leave you. Praise God. I will never leave you empty. I will be with you. Praise God. I'm the one that's leading. I'm the one that's guiding. I'm the one that's healing. I am the one, praise God. I am that I am. Hey, my sekuda basada, because God knows what he's doing in your life. And I bet you, glory to God, if you just trust him, glory to God, he will turn your situation around. Somebody shout with me today. God is turning my situation around today. Somebody say today. Today he's turning it around. He's turning it around for my good. People of God, God is turning around. When I was studying this morning, praise God, what, glory to God, getting the word together, he said, look beyond what you see. I want you to look through the eyes of faith, praise God, because that's where I'm at. I'm trusting you that you're going to walk in faith in this season. Yes, we're in the month of September, but glory to God, glory to God. It doesn't mean that I'm not moving. I am moving behind the scenes where you can't even trace me, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I'm working out that job situation. I'm working out that marriage right now. I'm working out that finances right now. I'm working on your children right there. You got to believe me, praise God. I want you to look beyond what you see. I'm going to a song. I'll be right back. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down. But I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me.
Around for me. Around for me.
Turning around.
Turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt. I know he's working.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around.
Turning around me.
This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern.
Around for me.
turning around for me. I can see
around for me.
I can feel it happen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I see my future. Keep on saying that, people of God. I see my future. He's turning around for me. Hallelujah. And I believe that he's already turned it in your favor. Praise God. He global shanda. Because we won't be on the air. Praise God. Hallelujah. With God just saying words. He has already turned it around in your favor. Amen. The important point to note about faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Every person has been given a measure of faith by God. That's why it's important to hear the word always, because when you do, you are building up your faith. You are building up your muscles. Come on, somebody say, I'm getting some strong muscles in the realm of the spirit. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Faith is the word you hold on to for the change to occur in your life. In other words, you do not have faith until there is a specific word from God for that situation you are going through. Hear the word for your situation today. Faith is to see a glorious future while living in the present. It's believing before you see it. Let your actions prove your faith in God. If we really want to get God's attention and see him move in an amazing way, we need to take it one step further and do something to demonstrate our faith. Amen. Praise God. Get caught up by standard. Faith is the ability to stand in the thick of life circumstances and say, my God is able and my God will deliver. Come on, somebody. The fire will not consume you. You will not sink in the storm. Glory to God. The greatest faith we have is when we run out of tears, run out of words, and stand like Job and said, though he slay me, oh, come on, somebody, yet will I serve him. You hear what the Holy Ghost, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Glory to God, glory to God. Job lost everything, but he didn't lose his relationship with God. Soon as things don't go our way, we just want to shut God out like God is not working on us. But the only thing I see when we do that, praise God, that we all have done that. We go somewhere and sit down when it doesn't work the way we think it should work, praise God. But when the master's at work, praise God, he's trying to give you the best. He's blocking things that you won't get messed up. He's moving some of them blocks out of your way. He's preparing a place for you. Praise God. That's Holy Spirit. So when God puts a halt on something, it does not mean that he's not working on your behalf. He wants to give you the best, praise God. Job lost everything, but he didn't lose a relationship with God. That should push you farther to God. Praise God. Like, Lord, what are you trying to show me? What are you blocking? What are you stopping? That's just like, praise God, when you're going down the road, praise God, and you're driving down that road, all of a sudden you see all the barriers up, praise God, and then you have to be rerouted to another way, praise God, and the way might be a little longer, but you're going to get there, praise God. Sometimes God has to reroute us, come on, Holy Ghost, to where he wants us to be, praise God, at the right time, the right, oh, come on, somebody, the right time, the right place, amen, to perform what he wants to perform for us, but we don't believe that sometimes, praise God. We think that God is not moving, but God said, yes, I am moving. You might be rerouted, come on, Holy Ghost, but God is moving by his mighty power. We must be rooted in Christ. A tree that is not uprooted continues to grow. With time, it gets nourished from the source and springs up again. Faith is built on trust. God wants us to trust him fully, even when we don't understand what he is doing. Come on. And what is happening or cannot explain the circumstances. It too refuses to doubt. To doubt is to consider unlikely, to have uncertainties, hesitate to believe, to distrust, to speak words of unbelief, and to be fearful. When you doubt, you let your circumstances control you. God is able. Do not doubt. Faith is living in a thankful way even before we see the answer to our prayers. Lazarus was still in the grave when Jesus gave thanks. Come on, Holy Ghost. If you wait to thank God only after you've seen the miracles, where then is your faith? Thank him before. Praise him before you see the miracle. Oh, Holy Ghost. Faith is living in a thankful way even before you see the answered prayers. Thanksgiving unlocks the supernatural. You know, sometimes you walk around your house and you out of the blue, you just start saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you for doing it for my kids. Lord, I thank you for blessing my finances. Lord, I thank you for opening the door. Come on, you got to start giving God some thank you. Glory to God. Lord, thank you for blessing my business, Lord God. Thank you for blessing the ministry, Lord God. Thank you for blessing my husband, Lord God. Thank you for lifting us up, God, out of a place, Lord God. Give God some thanks, people of God. Learn to thank him. Hi, say Koda Basanda, before time. Thanksgiving unlocks the supernatural. Because now you're in a realm of believing without seeing, no matter how bad it may be. If you are faithful in Thanksgiving, there will be a total turnaround. Complaining and murmuring doesn't make our situation better. Come on, Holy Ghost. It amplifies our frustration, spreads our unhappiness, which invites the devil to steal the joy. Come on, somebody. Every altar of Thanksgiving is an altar where things are turned around. When you got an altar, oh, my God. Come on, Holy Ghost. When you have an altar of Thanksgiving, when you go to your prayer time, praise God, sometimes you can't even say a prayer. You just begin to thank him, praise God. You're opening up the door of the supernatural. The only way to advance in the school of faith is to take the test. Many times when we are faced with problems, we question God. We start to wonder why he let these things happen or why he isn't doing something right now to stop or fix it. Yet, a faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. Oh, come on, somebody. Are you having issues at work or in your business? It's only a test, people, God. I'm speaking under the Holy Ghost today. My God, I give you glory. May God give you strength to overcome. Are you having issues in your marriage? Oh, come on, somebody, it's only a test. May God give you strength to overcome. Are you having challenges in your health, ministry, or career? It's only a test. Come on, somebody. Are things falling apart in your life? It's only a test. Don't give up halfway through the test. God will see you through. You will soon testify in the name of Jesus. Today, challenge is only preparing you for the next season of your breakthrough. Prophecies are important. Oh, come on, somebody, impotent until you believe them. Glory to God. It is faith that converts God's statement into performance. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me say that one more time. It is faith that converts God's statement into performance. Come on. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. When God speaks, amen, praise God, there is a performance. My God, I give you glory. When you believe his word, you put him to work in your life. I'm talking to somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. When you put God at work, come on, somebody. When you put your faith at work, God is at work. Sometimes faith arrowheads can be dull, praise God. And through fasting and prayer, you get sharpened, praise God. But ye, beloved, build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourself in love with God. Oh, I want to talk to somebody. Keep yourself in love with God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal. God is good, people of God. He's working behind the scenes. Can I talk to you today, praise God? Can I speak a word today, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. I know sometimes, amen, it's hard, praise God. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, if you just muster up, praise God, just a little faith, praise God, and activate, and that's God, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Lord, I know that you're moving, praise God, but help my unbelief, Lord God. Show forth your glory in my life, oh God. Oh God, take control of my life, God. God, make every crooked place straight, God. God, do it for me, praise God. So you got to mean business with the Father. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Keep fasting and praying. It uproots faith defilers. Patience is the greatest need of faith. Patience is that particular quality that enables faith not to surrender to circumstances or succumb under trials. Faith will die if patience is withdrawn. Have patience. Keep waiting on the Lord. Never say negative things, no matter how fierce the battle goes. You may be praying for things that haven't happened yet, but because they aren't happening doesn't mean they're not going to happen. Don't give up on your testimony. God has the final say. Your situation is not hopeless. It's not yet over. Don't let discouragement or negative thoughts talk to you, then talk you out of your breakthrough. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Where faith is at work, peace is the result. In the midst of the storm, often our tendency is to panic. Panic is an enemy of faith. I want to talk to us today. Panic is the enemy of faith. Just like they told me at the doctor, glory to God, glory to God. Sugar is your enemy. Glory to God, glory to God. Keep your health, people of God. It is the enemy of peace. It clouds our judgment and the ability to recover from failure, heartbreak, and disappointment. Panic blinds our vision when we need to make crucial decisions. Today, glory to God, will you take the challenge and be still and know that he's God? The Bible says, amen, praise God, yes, called about Shanda, Mark 4:37-40, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full, and he was in the hinder parts of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Quit letting what people say, do, or think of you shake your faith. When you focus on people, you'll experience nothing but sadness and disappointment. There is a miracle in the garden of your ministry. Oh, my Sekatorabashanda. Yes, Holy Ghost. There is a miracle in the garden of your misery. There is triumph in the garden of your travail. There is prosperity in the garden of your poverty. God can turn your misery into miracles. See success in every struggle. The more you speak God's word, the more your fears are being dispelled and your worries are being knocked out. Come on, somebody. It's a knockout fight today. I'm going to punch fear in the face. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The sword of the Spirit is the Bible laying on the table. But God's words being spoken by believers, we must take the word, and yet, before you can speak the word, you have to know the word. It must be fed into your spirit before you can expect it to come out in a time of need. Keep on saying what God's words say. No matter what it looks like, you will soon celebrate. When your thoughts are focused on the failures or stagnation around you, quickly open your mouth and declare victory over it. We attract what we say. Your faith increases or decreases in what you say because faith comes by hearing. Word, declare, and faith are able to pull down mountains and strongholds. Refuse to agree with the enemy of your life by cursing yourself. We can increase our faith. Feed it daily through the word. Read your Bible. Listen to audio tape. Meditate on the word. Pray about it. Feed the word daily. Exercise your faith by action. Speak to your faith to make it grow. Your boldness will open the doors of opportunity for you. Free your faith from negativity and doubt. Believe in the impossible as possible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God on today. Ha, ye kodabashanda. Share your faith and testimony with others. What must we do to look beyond? Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Make sure, glory to God, the promises of God is right before your face. So we thank God today, amen, for the movement of the Holy Ghost on today. We thank God, amen, glory to God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit, because he decreed us being blessed already. So I declare and decree by the power of the blood of Jesus that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Come on, somebody. Look beyond debt. See it as God, divine movement, debt cancellation. Do the work, people of God. See, a lot of times we sit back and let God do everything, but we have to do some work, praise God. Yeah, cutting up our shoulder. You do the work and he will meet you. Look beyond that bad marriage and see God's divine movement of restoration. Look beyond delay and see God divine movement. Look beyond, yes, Holy Ghost, not having, and see God divine movement, walking in divine prosperity. So you got to see yourself, praise God. Look beyond no job and see yourself working divine movement, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Look beyond that health problem and see yourself healed in God's divine healing, praise God. Look beyond stagnation and see yourself moving into great things, divine. God's divine movement. That is God's divine movement that's going to take you to where God wants you to be, praise God. So somebody shout with me, thank you, Jesus, for a divine movement in my life. Because when we have divine movement, praise God, nobody can stop what God is doing, praise God. So while you're in the waiting room, praise God, you give God the praises. Remember, the Lord says, glory to God, glory to God. Look beyond what you see. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. We are, yes, Holy Spirit. You have been on the air, praise God, with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Calvin McNeil, on this Sunday morning, praise God. And I thank God for you, you, and you. And I pray, glory to God, that your faith has been lifted. You have the anchor of God. You see God moving in your life no matter what's going on. It's a world of chaos, a world of darkness, but with God, all things are possible. So God wants you to know to look to the hills where cometh your help. Your help come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Look to the Lord today. He will work it out. Praise God. Don't forget, praise God, on tomorrow night, you will be on the air, amen, with Pastor Keeping It Real, McNeil, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, at 6 p.m., praise God, on Tuesday, praise God, Bishop Thurman Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry, praise God, on Wednesday, amen, praise God, Weekly Word Workout with Lady T, praise God, and on Thursday, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, Pastor Anona Waters, True Vine International Ministry will be on, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And don't forget our First Fire Friday. God has been doing some major things on the line. I thank everyone, every leader. I pray for every leader. I constantly call your name out to cover you by the blood of Jesus as we work in the kingdom of God. I thank God that I can serve at this hour in the Holy Ghost when God allows me to do it, praise God. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, amen, to push the ministry forward, amen, because we have things coming up, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you may call me and I will show you how to give, amen, you're giving in the kingdom, because God is moving in the kingdom movement right now, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. So we thank and praise God on today, praise God. If you would like to reach me, you can do so. You can reach me at 302-883-9799. Let me say that one more time. 302-883-9799. You might have a prayer request or you might want to be saved. Glory to God. Whatever it may be, praise God. Hallelujah, Shanda. I am here for you. Know that you are not alone. You always have someone, amen, in your corner. God bless you. God bless you all. Praise God. As I am getting ready to pray out, praise God, I pray, amen, praise God, that you will have an awesome, awesome Sunday. And remember what the Lord said to you today. Amen. Glory to God. He is working behind the scenes. Don't never give up. Don't throw in the towel because God is moving by his mighty power. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name. I thank you for your word that you have spoken over our lives today, Father God. You have come, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, for lifting us up, God, today, Lord God. Where there was heavy burdens, Father God, you have lifted up their spirit. God, we have come to you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, asking you, Father God, to help our unbelief on today, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to move by your mighty power. in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, touch them from the crown of their heads, oh God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, many have thrown in a towel, Father, but we want to stand, God. We want you to be our anchor on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask that, Lord God, that you keep your hands upon us, oh God. Oh God, walk with us, talk with us, Lord God. Give us prophetic dreams, oh God, what's to come, oh God. Give us a glimpse of our future, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, for all things great and small, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask that not only you bless us, God, but bless our extended family, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Oh, yeah, yes, Holy Spirit. Bless them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we say thank you, Father God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit, for the movement of the Holy Ghost on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that sometimes, yes, Holy Spirit, that you have to reroute us, God, but it's all for our good, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, you will deliver, Father God. And I thank you for your deliverance power, God, in our lives, oh God. God, your strong hands, God, the strong hands, yes, that you are moving by your Holy Spirit. You are opening up the Red Sea, God, and we will walk on dry land, God. The enemy that we seen on yesterday, we will see no more. I thank you for it right now, God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, people of God. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you. I'll leave you with a song. God bless you all. Happy Sunday.
I believe in my spirit that not only is God restoring things to you, but he's restoring you back to where you belong. Can you just lift your hand in the atmosphere and shout, I've been restored. Shout it again, I've been restored.
You're stronger than you were before. You've been restored.
was trying to get you the entire time. Oh.